and welcome to this edition of the Retail Gazette Unpacked podcast. I am your host, Kieran Howells, and today we're talking about out-of-home solutions. So everyone knows that feeling of waiting at home for a package to be delivered between a 12-hour window and nipping to the loo and coming back to find a sorry we missed you note. It's very frustrating. And of course, in the modern retail world, there are solutions. Not only solutions that make life a lot more convenient for shoppers, but actually solutions that can completely transform a retail business from the inside as well. Talking with me today on this subject is probably one of the key architects of the parcel locker space, and as such, a real expert in out of home. He will introduce himself in just a second, and I think it's going to be a really fantastic conversation. So let's go ahead and dive straight in.
My name is Jacek Powałka. I'm director of out-of-home solutions at Modern Expo, responsible for introducing solutions for our clients within logistics and retail of modern, innovative way of doing the things that we used to do: pick up parcels, drop off parcels, buy products, sell, and do some city logistics as well.
Perfect, perfect. Well, it's great to be speaking to you. We have previously worked together in a room full of retailers, and it was really interesting to hear what you had to say. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. And to get us going, I wanted to ask you, you say out of home, and that's the key topic that we're talking about today. But what is actually happening in out of home right now that should be exciting retailers? And maybe what's the consumer shift that you're seeing that's leading to out of home being seen as a key solution?
I must say it is absolutely fascinating, because I'm in the industry for over 15 years. And during that time, I was one of the pioneers of introducing those machines through which customers can drop off and pick up parcels. And everybody at that time was saying, it is not like hole in a wall. It will not adopt. People will not use it. Because why go out of the house to pick up the parcel if I can do the same by waiting at home for a courier? And here is the key thing. Because what has shifted during those 15 years, we've realized that it is not that easy, and nobody is today, in today's time, so fixed with the timing and schedule of the day. And we are really becoming much faster, much more flexible about our schedules. And even this 2 hours slot when courier is supposed to come, which barely comes exactly at the time, fits us. And that's exactly the place where parcel lockers bring the solution, because they're actually putting everything upside down. It is not you waiting for the parcel, but this is actually the parcel waiting for you. And this is the key shift. And the second is the new generations of people who are more likely to talk to a machine than to talk to a person. And when I'm observing the data between those 15 years from the markets really well adopting parcel lockers already, which would be Central Europe, Northern Europe, and comparing to a Great Britain, states and other countries, the top three reasons why customers were aiming to use the lockers 15 years ago have completely changed. Because, for example, the ninth key reason to use the lockers was because I don't have to talk to anyone. Today, This is the second most important reason why to use the lockers. It is a bit sad, to be honest, that we turn away from human interactions. But at the same time, it is probably us, the retailers and marketers, who've made people simply neglecting this need of constant up and cross-selling. And here comes the lockers with those solutions. And what's interesting for retail is, in my opinion, that this is bringing great opportunities for those omnichannel retailers who are looking for the opportunities how to bring back the customers to their stores.
Mm-hmm. one of the great things about retail is that, as well as being inside the industry, we are all consumers as well. And we all know the frustration of waiting for a parcel that's going to come within a 10-hour window and having to stay at home all day and, you know, listen out for the sound of the knock at the door, or nipping out very quickly, hoping that in those 10 minutes the parcel doesn't come, only to find a sorry we missed you note when you get back home.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is one of the scenarios. If we take another one, you know, when I was analyzing the research data from the UK from September this year, which we've made jointly with Listening Labs, they shown an interesting pattern that customers that never used the lockers have a tendency of saying they are not secure. But if you look at number of lost parcels during last year, it is 1,000 times more parcels being lost for home delivery to door than those that were lost or stolen from the parcel lockers. This is first perspective. Second, with the convenience stores, this is a huge business. All of us are experiencing the need to return the parcel, to drop off the parcel. And then we go to this convenience store. There is a queue. There is a need of interaction and all picking up the parcel. Then the parcel have to be found out and so on. There is lots of fuss about it. And I wouldn't even mention the element that those places are not open 24/7, unlike parcel lockers. And here comes the lockers as an opportunity. And that's why I want to mention one important opportunity for retailers is drop boxes. Dropbox is a very small, tiny product. Let's imagine this is about 1 meter, 20 centimeters tall, with the screen, with the printer, allowing a customer just by touching the screen to do everything there, even print the label, put it on the parcel, if this was not included with opportunity to return when purchasing. And you can return through this product a parcel of the size of a shoebox, which is, by the way, covering over 90% of all parcels which are being shipped and returned. And what's important about it is that this is building adoption. And this is building adoption for the logistic operators or operators of the parcel locker networks. Why not? It would help actually retailers both to bring back the footfall to the stores, but at the same time to loyalize the customers. Because what probably you've seen many times, Kieran, is how often you have purchased something online and you have selected collection from the store of the merchant. Then you go to the store and they have managed everything. The customer journey online was lovely. And then you enter the store exactly the same rush hour, either lunch break or after work. And hey ho, and there is a queue of 20 people waiting to pick up their parcels.
Yeah.
And that's why many retailers are actually using the dedicated for them only parcel locker networks just to solve this challenge. And this is one of the amazing opportunities about parcel lockers.
Yeah, fantastic. And I've heard you talk so much previously about the concept of designing the products of tomorrow. And I guess you could say that we're now seeing what was once the product of tomorrow being adopted today. It's obvious that consumers actually really like the parcel locker system and out-of-home solutions. But when we kind of apply that logic, designing the products of tomorrow to today, and we look through the lens of out-of-home solutions in retail, what does tomorrow actually look like now?
That's a cool subject because it's like traveling in time. And in today's world, if we would now take a journey from UK and travel to Poland, where you can see also so-called smart city logistics hubs, and those are actually serving the communities by allowing citizens and businesses like Uber Eats, Bolt Food and others to replace the batteries within cargo bikes or electric scooters and bikes. Why is it so important? Because imagine, would you spend 2, 3 hours, 40 minutes waiting with your bike at the spot instead of commuting? It is easier and much more convenient that this locker could just serve as the place where you can just swap and go with this new battery. And this has been deployed in Poland. And why is it important for the retailers? Retailers have this huge network of very hot locations within the city. If they could build this network, which doesn't have to be that dense as parcel locker network, which usually has to be every 1,000 meters, we are open to travel further to swap our battery. And once you are there, once you are the spot which offers more services than just purchasing groceries or anything else, this spot is becoming a winner of footfall for the retailers. And that's why I think it is important for retailers to think about opportunities which lies in actually the businesses that you would probably never thought about.
Well, I love that idea. And it's interesting that you mentioned Poland, because one of the things I was going to ask is, according to Modern Expo's research, the UK, correct me if I'm wrong here, is about 10 years behind Poland when it comes to, you know, out-of-home solutions, parcel locker networks. Is that that actually the logistics required in cities like Poland are different, or that literally looking at Poland now through the UK lens is looking 10 years into the future of what we can expect here?
Luckily, joking at the very beginning, this is probably one of the few things where UK is behind Poland. But yes, as for the logistics and out-of-home logistics, I think it would be amazing if you'd visit and see that there is over 60,000 parcel lockers in the country of 38 million inhabitants, which would translate into about 100,000 parcel lockers in the UK to reach the same quantity in comparison to population. Why I'm mentioning it? Because we have seven different operating and profitable networks in Poland, some of them owned purely by retailers, some of them are marketplaces online, but some of them are DIY stores as well, and they manage to make it profitable. And what's important here is not that this is something unique and the logistics is difficult or different in Poland, because we can also see a strong catch-up of parcel lockers in UK, not only by InPost, the Polish origin company, which has over 10,000 lockers in the UK already, but as well Royal Mail and others are deploying this network. And actually, we are the partner for Royal Mail for deploying this network in the UK. But what's important is building customer adoption towards those services, because currently in Poland, over 65% of all parcels are being dropped off and picked up through the parcel lockers. Mm-hmm. And maybe let's start from society perspective-wise first. If we will not go on all the markets, especially UK, which is the biggest e-commerce market in Europe, this direction, we will not be able to grow the e-commerce, because there are already today shortages on number of couriers and cars that can enter the cities. So This is the solution that we will need to go. This is one thing, but it is difficult to convince people. We're talking about customer adoption. And the customer adoption is exactly the thing where I'm seeing the pattern of those 10 years difference. It was exactly 10 years ago in Poland where people were saying, no, it is bizarre. I don't see logic of going out to pick up my parcel. Now, nobody sees other option, and it's becoming more attractive than the typical pick up and drop off points at the retail stores for the reasons I have mentioned before. So This is the key pattern. And if you compare the data, we can observe that customers are more likely to use lockers for drop off over nearly four times higher adoption potential than for pickup. This is great because it's building opportunity for people to learn and to understand how convenient it can be. It is easy to say, you know, you won't be waiting. It will be just 7 seconds. It will be fast. You will have a walk. You can do it on the way with the dog or back from the store when buying bread or something. It's easy to say, but once you experience it, not once, but three or four times, you will see how actually rewarding it is. And one of the things that one of the operators in UK is doing is they even posting at the end of the process at the parcel locker screen, this information, it took you 7 seconds. This is actually the functionality on building customer experience, which I have personally developed when working at InPost some years ago.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things that you mentioned there is your history in the industry, and you alluded at the beginning to actually you've been right there from the kind of the beginning of parcel lockers becoming something really prolific in many countries around Europe. And I'm really interested in that history. Can you tell us about the journey that out of home in retail has been on? Where were we when you started out looking at this area? You've been through several of the biggest businesses to dominate this area. What does that journey look like?
So let's go back to 2011-ish. And this is the period where already in Germany, some first parcel lockers have been deployed by Deutsche Post, DHL Group. And at that time, it was really not that easy to understand why to use it and how to adopt it and so on and so on. And then comes InPost, and this was the period when I joined the company in Poland, and simplify the process, make it more amusing, more gamification into it, more customer experience wise, and deploying the network, slowly trying to build adoption with e-retailers mainly. It was still the time when Amazon, leading seller of books, was selling books through online. You know, books are pretty low value products, so the cost of delivery were really representing a huge part of it. So the lockers in the early stage, the key reason of using lockers by merchants was how to erase the pain of e-buyers, where the total cost of purchase, the delivery was representing over 30%. And that was the beginning. This was building adoption among businesses. Later on, very interesting industry is all those, let's say, sex toys, gadgets. We've been laughing that actually during Valentine's Day, all our lockers were vibrating because people needed privacy. And this was the second industry within retailers which really caught quickly the parcel lockers. And then slowly, the adoption was growing towards other businesses, especially clothing. And that was a small step-by-step growth into mass market, because what we could observe at the early stage also in countries like Poland and Scandinavia, that customers had the tendency of ordering low-value products, being afraid that something may happen to them, or they will have no ability to claim that there was a missing product in a compartment or something like this, although there is a CCTV and all that stuff. And then comes the switch. People, it was about 5-6 years later, started demanding lockers everywhere. And the data started showing that those retailers who are offering lockers have a much higher return rate of online buyers if they offer lockers. Very interesting. And so more industries started adding it. And we're coming closer to 3-4 years ago when re-commerce, with the COVID experience we all had, started booming like really massively. And what happened is that actually business of peer-to-peer, customer-to-customer sales of vintage products started booming, and where the first and the last mile are the key costs of the logistics and how to solve it and how to minimize it. Exactly through the lockers. And companies like Vinted and others are actually benefiting the most from the parcel locker networks on those countries where they already exist. And funny enough, you're probably aware that companies like Vinted are actually deploying their own networks of parcel lockers, France, Spain, Great Britain, and others. And I must say, we have also some customers which exactly after the boom of COVID, started building their own networks. This is the Polish biggest DIY stores, Ukrainian Epicenter as well. So I must say, although it looks this is a huge capital investment to build the network, but if this is paying back in 18 or 20 months for them, offering it not for all the products, but only for their SKUs, this is amazing. This is a great opportunity. And if we add on top of that what is happening right now, that lockers can be not only for the parcels, but for much more businesses, like even borrowing things, swapping batteries, convenient micro market where you can purchase some fast food products, a snack or something. This is becoming amazing. And I must say, the future is bright for automated solutions, especially for those where we can make it all easier for all of us and much more profitable. Because this is important thing to mention. Why to consider and think about lockers as a retailer, whether you are a brick and mortar or e-commerce origin, is this business is so much more profitable. The company like InPost is reporting 40% margin on their logistics this way. And I don't know any other industry where, within the industry of logistics, where you can be that that profitable on logistics. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned some really interesting things, like the idea of more automated mini markets where you can serve different food items or drinks, or, you know, there's so many different solutions that I know that the company's working on. And I wanted to talk a bit more about what is actually possible. We all know what a locker looks like. We all know the process of taking an item out of a locker, putting an item in a locker. But actually, from our conversations, it sounds like the possibilities are much, much wider than people may imagine. Can you tell us about those possibilities?
Yeah, if anyone reached this stage of our discussion and interview, I want to kindly advise and offer the first 5 people who will give comments on your social media will get my unique book, Make It Iconic, How to Make Successful Parcel Lock and Pudo Network. 5 copies of my book will be sent for free worldwide, whoever will choose it, where I'm explaining exactly about the opportunities of how to make profitable business on that. Modern Expo is trying to offer and be the solution provider for our clients. So take this advantage, and I would be happy to share the experiences. Because now, trying to summarize and answer your question, parcel lockers can be not only for parcels. They can be for products exchange. They can be also for spare parts deliveries, where those can be delivered at night. They can be for food delivery for the restaurants, where congestion during the day is massive. The restaurants within the city center needs to deliver fresh food or anything like this. So this can be done as well. It's important. We offer parcel lockers also temperature controlled. And we have a solution which we're offering in specifically in the UK. We call it a retail pod. It is actually a half of a container which can be placed outside of the parking lot of the super hypermarket and solve the problem of all those couriers and food deliveries who are coming and saying, customer has ordered, click and collect, and we need to deliver, but then there is a huge queue. For those businesses, time is money. For store service team, exactly the same. Lockers can be used for that with ambient, deep frozen temperatures and -5 temperatures. Those lockers also exist, and they can be more sustainable by using solar panels and other sources of electricity. So this is another product. Then we also have those drop boxes, which can be placed in very small convenience stores, guaranteeing you that this so-called golden shelf is still free for the product's presentation for merchandising. And only some of the space is used for parcels. Yes, you may say, yeah, but then if this is that small, it cannot really take too many parcels to be drop off. No worries. We have a solution where by swapping the bag, the shop assistant can quickly take those parcels in the bag, put it in the back door, and put the empty bag again and allow the customers to drop even more parcels. If you look into the pictures which we are adding to this podcast, you can find out easily that there is also some light indicator which says whether this is the paper in the printer is out or this is about 80% full. So the shop staff should be watching whether it is not the good time to visit at their convenience when the rush hour is over in the store or something like this. So we have this drop box. It can be indoor, outdoor. We have parcel lockers, dual grid, off grid, fully battery operated, temperature controlled, and as well Convenic, the full automated camera managed with AI micro market where you can do some purchase of products from those. So the portfolio of our products is massive. We're offering as well software and deployment services and maintenance. So the opportunities are big within out of home logistics industry.
Amazing. Well, I mean, that's great to hear. And it is really interesting to see what is possible. And just trying to think back from the mindset of our listeners, one of the things that some people may see as a real challenge is the physical constraints of the retail space, along with the need for flexibility. So I would love to know from you, in dealing with your clients, in all of the knowledge that you've honed, how do you approach that tension of the physical constraints of retail spaces? services, but also the need for real flexibility in how out-of-home solutions can work.
As you know, Modern Expo origin of over 25 years on the market is actually serving retail customers. So we have a full understanding how important and how valuable is the space in the stores. And that's why the product that I've mentioned, Drop-Off Infinity, is designed in a small size, but at the same time, making sure that through the logic and logistics of the product specific, it is infinite with number of passes or any products it can actually facilitate. This is one. The other is we do have solutions which are both indoor and outdoor, depending on circumstances of your premises, whether you're building a parcel network station where you can use the commercial space inside, where you can, if you visit Scandinavian countries or Poland, you can see parcel lockers actually on all three walls inside of the store with access doors. So those solutions are also modular and passable. Because yes, in some, especially historical city centers, it's difficult to find space and locations for parcel lockers. When talking about innovations within this and fighting for the space, in not only in retail stores, but outside, we can observe that if you're reaching certain number of parcel lockers, it is also the challenge of making this network accessible for other operators. With our software, we fully offer full autonomy and full ability to integrate other operators, so many operators can use the same parcel locker network. And as well, for locations, there is a tendency within certain areas, central countries, that people expect that parcel lockers blend lovely into the environment and design of the city. So we're offering also special dedicated panels with real AV to cover the lockers. But if we go back into the stores, our product is fully modular. Whether you want to put one column, three column, if you want to put compartments which are extra small or very big, we have it all. With one of DIY stores, we also have an option where you can enter with the trolley into the compartment to take very heavy stuff with you. For example, companies like IKEA, Castorama, and others. So literally, we are open for any customization. We did that all, so we will be happy to also share experiences, what works, what doesn't. And businesses for that is also, that probably I haven't mentioned, because it's not only for classical retail, but also for service companies, those who are offering laundry, for example. You know, you can have hangers inside to drop off cleaned and ironed laundry to be picked up from the locker at your convenience, instead of walking with those through the shopping mall, which is never convenient for the ladies in high heels during lunch break.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I'm really sorry to say we're pretty much out of time. I'm wondering, though, for our listeners who want to do something today to make a positive inroad into creating out-of-home solutions for their audiences that are really requesting this as a key solution, what's one thing that they can do today to set out on the journey?
We can definitely talk about the pilot, and we executing few pilots with potentially some of your competitors today in the UK, after the interest that Royal Mail has jumped on this horse and is developing their own network. Very successful, amazing team. But at the same time, I can say that if you're thinking that the pilot with two lockers can bring you the answer whether it is a good proposition for your business, I would say definitely not. But think about parcel lockers business as of the business of GSM networks. When GSM networks were developing the 5G, they were putting those antennas city by city. And you can definitely trial and test by deploying the network in very representative one medium-sized city. And then you can have a good business case and proof of concept or failure. But only then. If somebody is coming to us and saying, guys, we want to deploy a network of 3, 5, 10, I must say it won't show you the real opportunity, because we're talking about building customer adoption and changing customer habits. And I must be honest here, the British customers love the things they used to do. And it is taking a little bit more time and much more effort to do it in Great Britain, but the opportunities are massive, mm-hmm. especially in UK, which is such a big retail market.
Amazing. So the time is now. The time is now for our audience to get going.
The time is now because the future is catching up UK with out-of-home logistics, definitely.
Amazing. Well, it's been fantastic to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. And to our listeners, the offer of a free book on this subject is too tempting to turn away. So go ahead and comment on our socials when you're listening to this, and we'll make sure that book gets to you.
Thank you so much.